Today is Saturday, March 7th in the LLR 2020. Hope everybody had a great week. We are going to talk about gardening today and probably a few other things. But first of all, let me say good morning to Rick and Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. And how are we today?
Nervous.
I'm doing good.
Nervous?
Yeah, I feel like a girl getting ready to go on prom. Yeah.
Why are you so nervous, Rick?
The events of the last couple weeks are making me nervous. I feel like it was much easier to talk about being prepared when it seemed like it was a hobby. Now that it looks like it has been shaved to a finer point, I'm starting to get a little nervous. So that is why I am nervous. I'm probably nervous because I should be nervous. So that's why I'm nervous.
Okay. Is there anything
you don't know how to respond? Yeah, go ahead.
Me, nah. No.
Well, she hadn't been reading the headline.
No, I'm kind of, I guess, the opposite.
All you
got
to do is just tell me everything's going to be all right. Isn't that all you have to do?
Well, I look at it this way. It comes, yeah. it don't, you know.
Right.
I'd rather be prepared than not prepared, but at the same time, you know, you can't stop what's coming, so
I guess my
theory is why worry? You know, all you can do is be ready for what's coming or you're not.
Let me qualify. I guess kind of what I'm suggesting here is that, you know, we come on here every Saturday hoping that somebody will take some part of this all seriously, not just go make popcorn and sit down and listen to me shoot off my mouth. You know, I'd love to think somebody somewhere bought some seeds. I'd love to think somebody is trying to grow some food. That's what makes me nervous is that all my efforts will turn out to be a magnificent failure. That's what worries me. Look at it the way I do.
That applies with what we do.
You're popping in and out. Is that my hearing or you're talking? I didn't hear anything you got there. Tim, you got to have to repeat that. We didn't get that. Nope, he's gone again.
He's gone again. I'm gonna call back on the.
Okay.
Use the bat phone. Use that red phone that you talked to the president with. Yeah, use the hot phone.
The hotline. Okay.
Use the bot. Yeah.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, everyone. But anyway.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, I'm like you. I'm hoping that people haven't just been, you know, listening to us say this is what you need to do instead of actually preparing in some fashion. But, you know, like when it comes to this virus thing, you know, you're either going to catch it or you're not. So,
well, no, that's a foregone conclusion. And if you're in good shape, you stand a great chance of surviving you know, the thing that you've got to reconcile, and, you know, people in my family are still laughing about this, but as I've told you people before, you know, at any given wedding, I wouldn't call it the way we have the immediate family. It's big. At a wedding, if you skip the friends and just look at the family, there's, I don't even know, between 100 and 150. And that's just, I'm just talking, let's see, one, two, that would be four generations from my mother-in-law down to the grandkids. So that's four generations. So that means that the mortality rate is 5%. That means we've got to lose around seven people. So, you know, I don't know, you know, what our, I'm not sure what our job is with respect to entertainment right now. You know, I'm having a hard time trying to have fun with this. But we will talk about gardening. Before we do that, I'm going to tell you why we're going to talk about gardening. And this is, in my way of thinking, a fascinating situation from this point of view. As I was saying to Mr. Spencer before the show, normally, any business, doesn't matter who, whether you provide goods or services, in my case,
right,
I'm in the service industry, your problem is a problem of demand. That's what advertising is for. You don't have to watch TV more than 5 minutes before it begins, and that's somebody trying to get you to buy what they're selling. Goods or services, it doesn't matter what, but this is going to be different. This is different. This is already different. We're already starting to have problems here in the middle of America, and I just didn't think that was going to happen. I found out this week some things I want aren't here, and I asked why, and they said, you know why. So this is going to turn out to be a demand. This isn't going to be a demand problem. It's going to be a supply chain problem.
Exactly.
It's a supply problem, just like a hurricane, tornado, earthquake, snowstorm, war, a strike, a union strike, where the supply of anything isn't there. And as I mentioned to my neighbor who was texting me this morning, it doesn't even matter if this whole thing was intentional or unintentional, or whether it's partly a psyop. It doesn't matter what it is. The problem is that it's going to be perceived as real. The panic is going to be real, and your supply problems are going to be real. We're going to be
correct
missing more than what I couldn't find this week. Of all things, if you can picture this, the local farm stores are completely wiped out on their supply of lamp oils. And I mentioned this yesterday to Kim and Jerry from Texas. I can't get any more, but I've got some. I think it's funny. You probably don't. Some of you will remember the parable of the virgins in the oil.
Right.
It's funny now, or is it scary? Some of the ladies waiting for the bridegroom fell asleep, and their lamps ran low on oil, and they said to the other ladies, "Can we borrow some of your oil?" And the lady said, no, if we give you some of our oil, there may not be enough for us and you. Go to the market and buy some. Well, while the ladies were out at the market, guess what? The bridegroom done showed up, and they all took off. And when the unprepared ladies got back, there was nothing to get back to. So I think it's kind of funny that of all things I can't get, it's lamp oil. I almost wonder if the Lord is messing with me a little bit here. I know that he has a magnificent sense of humor. I've seen it before. It's very sophisticated. I really enjoy it. You think
hey, I'm curious, Rick.
Yeah. Does Walmart or Amazon or eBay have any?
I can check. I can tell you that the N95 masks are gone. Where you do find them, price gouging 1,700%. And as I think I, as it did, I don't know if I mentioned, I know that I told my brother-in-law this, and maybe you, the government says, and I think Jerry, the government says quit hoarding those damn things. They don't work anyway, and we need them for the healthcare professionals. Okay. All righty. They don't work. Don't buy them. We need them. I'm sorry, what? Okay, so,
yeah.
You know, I would say to you, remember two things. Remember Blaise Pascal. You want to keep erring on the side of caution. The other thing is, if you go out and you buy any of these items, all you're doing is reapportioning your investments out of U.S. dollars and into something that is tangible, and you can always use it. I mean,
right.
Don't go out and buy an elephant, you know, and say, look at all the food here. No, buy the things you typically will use, and just buy them, buy extra now. And you know, if you don't need them, great. If you do need them, great. So that would be my suggestion for you. What are you saying there,
Jim? My guess is we're going to need them, Rick.
Well, I'll tell you what, you guys. I know that I bet you some of these people out here have accused us of fear porn more than once. I think that if you just wait 2 to 4 weeks, when you see how this thing manifests itself in real time, I think you're going to begin to understand what situation we're actually in. If some of the projections I've seen are right, this is going to be literally biblical. If you know, some of these projections are truly frightening. I'm not gonna tell you what I heard, but it goes so far as to say that the politicians, the older politicians, will essentially be non-existent by the time of the election. So, and it, you can imagine where it goes from there.
Right.
Yes, go ahead.
Do you think I should provide the numbers that were given to us by ISCO out of the UK?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead and do that. But
all right, I'll have to pull them up.
Well, do that. Bear in mind, you know, we're not fear pointing here. We're going to go on to the practical aspects of it. We have a fiduciary responsibility to tell you people where we think we stand, where we think you stand. You can take some, leave some, you know. You want to believe half of it, great. You want to believe two-thirds of it, fine. But I do think time is going to be the big truth meter. I think we're going to figure it out soon enough, what is real and what is not. And so, you know, like I said earlier, when Mrs. Spencer and I were talking, well, I hope some of you people have been learning to garden. I hope you're taking some of this seriously, because it looks like possibly the luxury of time was always an illusion. That's what it looks like. I think I was saying to my wife, maybe Tim, I don't know, I forget who I'm talking to anymore, that, you know, people say things like, someday I'm going to go to church. Someday I'm going to make up. Well, you look just like my wife. Someday I'm going to make up with my kids. Someday I'm going to, you know. Well, okay. Does the fact that it looks like we may be running short of time, does someday get any closer in your rearview mirror? Are you beginning to get the sensation that you may have a time problem? Is someday this Sunday? Would you possibly think about calling your kids on the phone and saying whatever you have to say to reconcile whatever situation you may have going on. Maybe you'll go to church. Maybe you'll get right with God. I don't know. What is someday? Like Tom Cruise said in one of my favorite movies, although he's not my favorite actor, someday is really just code for never, isn't it? So let me tell you, never comes. So, you know, you might want to give this what your timeline is. You might want to get, and I think if you think about this over the next couple of weeks as you watch what's unfolding, I think you'll realize that with respect to almost everything you've been playing with in your head, you might want to think about stop kicking the can down the road and dealing with some of these issues.
Right.
You know, if you haven't started storing food, man, I think you're in deep shit. If you don't know, if you haven't got a clue how to clean up water, oh Lord.
Yeah.
You know, look, dying's not the worst thing if you're square with God. Are you square with God? You know, I mean, nobody gets to heaven alive. So, you know, you do have to pass through that strange little portal where your heart stops beating. But, look, if you ain't square with God, that's going to be a bit of a problem.
I got those numbers if you're ready for them, Rick.
I am ready. You stopped me from saying something stupid anyway. Go ahead.
All right. Well, folks, this is from my friend Andy at EISSCO.co.uk. The man is brilliant. This is what his, or I'm assuming it's his computer projections. He might have done it by hand. Milestones, this is not including China. This does not mean confirmed cases. This is what his numbers are telling him for infection. Now, infection doesn't mean death. It just means, and a lot of people won't even know they're infected. But here's the numbers and the dates. By 4 March, which has already passed, 10,000. By 14 March, 100,000. By 26 March, 1 million. By 7 April, 10 million. By 19 April, 100 million. By 1 May, 1 billion. And by 11 May, the rest of the world. So that's what the big computers in the sky are telling us. Now remember, this is not confirmed by testing. This is what the computers are saying is going to happen. So take it for what it's worth, folks.
Well, okay, before we go into gardening, I will say that there is evidence out there that copious amounts of vitamin C and vitamin D will help you with the virus.
Yes.
If you're reasonably healthy, you could probably handle that. I'll tell you something else, too. You want to lean very seriously into the antivirals. Like you need copious quantities of oregano capsules. It would be swell if you knew how to make colloidal silver. We talked about it. I bet you didn't do anything about it. Now you need it. The other thing that is wonderful is elderberry. You can buy 1 gallon cans of elderberry extract for winemaking. That is absolutely the cheapest way you're going to get elderberry extract. That has been proven to be a virus killer. You can call your doctor and try and get some Tamiflu. That stuff works okay. A little suspicious in my mind, but it seems to be better than nothing. I can tell you that that virus I caught a couple weeks ago, I'm still kind of dealing with edges of it. The guy who works with me got it the exact same time, was face down dead for 2 days, just like me, same 2 days. He got Tamiflu from his doctor. I was drinking pints of colloidal silver and taking oregano about every hour, and we got over it at the same time. So I don't know. Either one of two things. Either the Tamiflu didn't do anything, or my approach was as good as Tamiflu. So once again,
right.
I'm not going to keep getting this just to prove my point, because I don't ever want to see that virus again.
I hear you. All right, folks, we'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll start taking calls at the bottom of the hour. Go ahead and call in now if you want, 1-800-313-9443.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Riders of the storm, into this house we're born.
Okay, and we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Tim Spencer on the Rural Survival Show with Lori Spencer and Rick Schmidt. Today is Saturday, March 7th, year of our Lord 2020. Some breaking news coming out just now. Leader of Italy's Democratic Party tests positive for COVID-19. Another Iranian lawmaker dies, and the virus has been confirmed in more than half of the states in the U.S. And a Chinese coronavirus quarantine site collapses, dozens trapped. Folks, these headlines are going quicker than we can keep up with them. All this is since the show started. Lori, Rick, comments?
This is Spencer. What do you think?
You asked me or him?
Yes, there you are.
Yes,
well,
there
we're
you
starting to wonder.
No.
Yeah.
Are you starting to wonder?
He's got that COVID-19.
Yeah, no, I know I don't. Missouri doesn't have any confirmed cases of this virus.
They all say that. You always say that so you don't get put in a FEMA camp.
Well, I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not one that panics over this stuff, you know. I'm one that says,
well, we're not panicking. We're just throwing out the facts, Lori.
You know what? Okay, here's the deal. This is what you do so he quits asking. The very next time he says that, put the phone on speaker and run all around the room throwing dishes and screaming. And then it will just look like you're losing your mind, but you don't really have to. You can just, you know, for the sake of the show, you can just make yourself look nuts. Yeah, what do I think?
Yeah, I mean, the way this thing is spreading,
yeah, well, of course. I mean, you know, you and I have been looking at the headlines. We have a vague idea, vague idea of what's about to happen. And as I mentioned, if you don't believe a word out of our mouth, just watch, and it will either happen this way or it won't. But I really don't think we're going to be embarrassed here. I feel like we're on fairly firm soil. I'll tell you this. I am absolutely convinced it's a bioweapon. This is not a normal thing.
I agree.
If you know what you're looking at, if the genome scientists that look at this thing are not allowed to tell you, but independents leak, and the problem with this virus is it has three phases. It has attributes of HIV, attributes of the Mideast Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, and
SARS.
Yeah, sudden arrest respiratory syndrome. So one person might get the MERS, the other person might get SARS, and as the genome specialist will say, in the real world, in the nature, these things don't mix this way any more than humans are supposed to marry animals.
Right.
It's not working. It doesn't work like this in nature. So somebody did this. The other thing is, it is made as if you say it's a weapon, then it's aimed at something, and it will be targeting certain situations. In my opinion, certain people, certain groups of people, certain types of people. And in my opinion, regardless of why this was released or how it was released, whether or not it was done on purpose or accidental, this is turning out to be asymmetrical warfare in that I always figured something would happen, but I think I thought probably it would be a full-on economic collapse. The debt bubble would burst, taking the stock market and real estate with it and jobs. And I thought that was kind of probably how it would all work. It's looking like this will be the pin that will prick all those bubbles. And just because of a supply-side shock, it will be a supply. When these companies who, and what did I see? 94% of all of the Standard & Poor 1,000 companies have serious supply interests in not just China, but in Wuhan.
Right.
And as I was mentioning, I don't think I said this on the air, did I, Eric? It's tough when we talk for the show. If you look at the carbon emission satellite photos of Wuhan, if you look at the first 3 months of 2019, you see that their air is on the chart. It's done in colors, just like a weather radar. It is, sure, some form of weather radar, but they're looking at carbon emission, and it's off the chart filthy. For the first 3 months of this year, it is white and blue, which is perfectly clean. Carbon emissions in one of the dirtiest cities in the entire world, now they don't exist. It's clean as a whistle. The place is closed for business. Those things that all those people made in Wuhan, here are people that have a vested interest who actually get their stuff. You'll recognize some of these people: Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Samsung, Philips, IKEA, Lowe's, Dole Foods, LG. These people can't function without Wuhan. So when it comes time for these people to start reporting numbers in April, they're going to, it's going to be miserable failures. That's going to, if the market isn't already in free fall, which I believe it probably is, it will certainly exacerbate that. And then you've got other interesting things like banking executives and some of the top three guys at Apple, they've all fled. They quit and left.
I think
this is going to get good. So, like I say, I told Tim before the show, I didn't want to, as Tim says, I didn't want to beat this dead horse to death. I think it's a foregone conclusion. We have a situation on our hands. What can you do? You want to take the positive spin on it. My daughter said something fascinating to my wife yesterday on the phone. She said, I feel sorry for people that don't have anywhere to go. At least we have a place to go. Like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew I'm going to wind up with every one of my kids in my lap again. It's not the family time I wanted. This was not the retirement I wanted. But I'll take it. It could be fun. For example, this
extra
is handle this. Oh my God, yeah, I'm going to have all the labor I need. But also, I went out yesterday and bought 20 new wiffle balls, so I'm ready. I mean, you know, we can
there you go
ball tournaments. Yeah, after the food's planted, we can have, you know, wiffle ball tournament. I'm not kidding around here, man. I know what I'm doing.
There you go.
And that's if you run out of wiffle balls, you can always play the food chain reaction game where you starve everybody to death. So
that's always fun, especially with a time lapse camera.
Well, it'll be easy if the food runs out. You know, you won't have to work quite so hard at it.
You're as bad as I am, Rick.
Yeah. How long before the break?
We got about half a minute.
Oh, geez. Well, then I won't do this just yet.
I think the music should already be playing. Folks, apparently we skipped the break, which is no problem. Go ahead and call in now, 1-800-313-9443.
What makes you think?
Anyway, Rick, continue.
Well, if we're going to.
Hang on. We got Mike in Kentucky on line 9.
All right.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning to you. Have you got clear weather out there this morning and tonight?
Well, yeah, we do, actually, but tomorrow it's going to rain. Right now it's not a cloud in the sky. I don't see any chemtrails.
Well, tonight, you know,
it's beautiful.
Look up tonight and enjoy the stars, because it's going to be a thing of the past without a big grid of satellites for maybe 90 minutes after dark as the sun goes down at Elon Musk and his
tiny satellites he's releasing.
Well, they're not that tiny. I mean, they're almost as bright as the dang space station when it goes over. And there's going to be 12,000 of them eventually. Right now, I think there's only a couple hundred, and the astronomers are griping like crazy. I'm calling from, you know, the town of Kim Davis over here, Moorhead, Kentucky, and I helped the space science program many years ago. And we have the fourth tracking station that can track these deep space microsatellites they're putting up. Theirs is going to be called the Ice Cube. I didn't realize who I was helping or what, you know, the implications would be down the road. But this, Sam Wheeler, previous FCC chairman, who was a Verizon for the telephone industry, was talking about how it's going to be able to track everything down to plant waterers. That's kind of the way he said it, even down to plant waterers. And it's going to be huge economic boom and all that. So they'll be able to chip all your chickens, and the National Animal ID Act will be able to track all these animals globally.
Well, they
globally.
Can try, Mike.
They can try. So,
I've
you
still
know,
got the thing, the sign hanging up in my feed shed from 15 years ago when we defeated that here in Missouri.
Right. Yeah, they can try. What did they do? Pass a resolution?
No, they just didn't. They tried to push it through in this state, and it was voted down by the people.
Right. Well, what they're doing is they're getting properties converted into premises, and you get a federal Farm ID Act, and that puts you under, like, the ASCS Agriculture and USDA. And so they're kind of circumventing state law. That's the plan.
Oh, okay.
I think right now it's not right now it's not by policy being enforced, because you know, up in Ohio too, they raised a ruckus about it, talking about how expensive it was going to be to chip all the chickens and put a, you know, a decal sticker or something on every dang chicken egg, anything that's meant for human consumption. But you know, this is orbital 5G, orbital Wi-Fi, because a lot of the newer phones are going to be doing Wi-Fi calling. And it's supposed to be
right.
Very low latency. So this will help.
Well, the problem is that from the people I've talked to that have this 5G thing already, they say the reception's terrible.
It's just one part of it, and it depends on which one you're getting, because AT&T was sued by Verizon over this because they simply did a software change to their phones and put in the display 5GE, and Verizon said that's not 5G. You guys are doing a marketing deception. But now in Chicago, I heard it, the phones were overheating. But for this to work, they're going to spread out the bandwidth across a whole bunch of frequencies. It's not just 5 gigahertz. But
okay.
I just wanted to say, you know, look up and say, you know, look at this and realize we're in a new age here, because
absolutely.
You know, if you look at the Greek and the Hebrew and the old world, the language there, when they talk about the end of the world in Greek, it could be age, you know, or in Noah's, we have that expression now. If we talk about in my grandpa's day, people still delivered the horse mail by horseback. So in Noah's day, there was no artificial satellites flying over blocking our view of the night sky. But, you know, this was pretty phenomenal. Everybody in town was occupied with a basketball game. I walk out of the studio and I see this. And I had heard that the astronomers were griping about it, but now I can see why, because they arched up over our satellite tracking station from the west the east at about 8:30 on Thursday night. It was fairly clear, and it was just one after the other, and you can definitely tell the difference between a plane flying over, because they're equally spaced, and there's maybe a gap after three or four. There'll be one missing, and then there's another batch of them, and another batch of them. I must have seen about 24, and a guy went by and I said, hey, you want to see something? This is pretty wild. It spooked him. And he didn't know nothing about it. I'm like, you haven't heard anything about this. There's going to be four different companies putting these up here, and the total is going to be about 56,000. The Elon Musk version are the biggest ones, and they're 12,000 of those. They're supposed to be the most powerful. They're going to add about 25% capacity to the world's internet.
Now, I got a question for you, Mike.
Okay. Okay.
Now, I watched the first launch. I forgot where they launched it from. I think it was down at Cape Canaveral at the Air Force Base. But anyway, what I'm asking is, how big are these satellites? Because everything I saw, it appeared to me to be less than a meter square.
There's 60 of them in each nose cone, and they fold out. You know, that's the way.
Okay.
So they go up and they fold out and they make like a cube, but they're not the cube satellites. They're quite a bit bigger and heavier than what I was talking about, the cube satellites, like the Ice Cube satellite that's doing a low energy trajectory to the moon to measure water. That's from the MSU Space Science Program. They're looking for water on the moon so they can go harvest helium-3, or, you know, put a permanent base on the moon or something. You know, you can't afford to launch everything to the moon to build a base. You got to do some stuff on site, you know. So that's what they're looking for, the resources with that, the Ice Cube satellite. But that thing is going to be used, what's been developed since the 60s, called an ion chemical rocket. And if you've been following our solar radiation things, I'm getting back toward gardening, believe it or not. Our sun has kind of went quiet, and the sun's heliosphere has kind of went on vacation for most of the last decade. In 2013, I think it was, they put up a Van Allen Belt survey satellite, twin satellite system, and they discovered that the lower Van Allen Belt can completely disappear. So you can imagine if they have 56,000 of these satellites that have ion chemical drive rockets up there, and they're going to have to constantly be replaced after so many years, you know. So you're going to be launching stuff over and over and over again. And right. in the year 2009, the space shuttle had, I think, four or five missions, and they banned asthma inhalers that had chlorofluorocarbons in them, CFC inhalers, right. Like little squeezed things. They banned
those. Oh, I know. I got one.
Well, four launches of the space shuttle in that year did more damage to our ozone layer than all of those chlorofluorocarbon containing asthma inhalers that were used by millions of people. In China, right. There's an out-of-control, runaway styrofoam industry that's spewing out an unknown amount of chlorofluorocarbons, and they've actually measured that outside of China, like in Taiwan and whatever. It's measurable, drifting out of their country, you know, hundreds of miles away.
Right.
And so there's, you know, a lot of straining at a gnat and swallowing a camel here. You know, they're picking on people that need these asthma inhalers, and yet they're going to launch 56,000 of these satellites into low Earth right. orbit from about.
Hey, so Mike, I don't mean to cut you off, buddy.
Okay.
But is it a cover story? More info to cover.
Yeah, I just think it's a cover story. I think they could do that. They can make an artificial Van Allen belt, but. Selenium is something else you need for your immune system, okay? So that's something else to consider, and it's fairly cheap unless it's sold out. Also, cordyceps, mushroom for your lungs, something to consider.
Yeah, and chaga mushrooms. But anyway, we got to let you go, buddy.
Alrighty.
We got a ton of information to get out here.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thank you for your call, Mike. Call back anytime, buddy. Okay, Rick. I know we were going to talk about gardening. We're halfway through the show, and we ain't got there yet.
Yeah, and we shouldn't be breaking promises like that. So here's the deal. You know, you can curse the darkness if you would like, or you can maybe light a candle. I would suspect that's probably going to be better for your soul. And so the things that you can do, aside from stocking up on oregano, is grow your own food. In order to grow your own food, you're going to need seeds, and I've already told you that. You need to focus on the seeds that work well in your area, but not just that, because, I mean, we can grow, you know, daikon radishes and stuff, in huge quantities, but I mean, some of these things are just not that nutritious.
Right.
They're just, it's basically, I wouldn't call it, it's more of a condiment, really. I mean, you know, what is the function of the radish? If you examine all vegetables have some good qualities, but, you know, some rank way above others. And things like beets and spinach, collards, kale, which is, you know, those things are grow easily. Anybody can grow them. They're highly nutritious. And what I would probably suggest at this point is that you physically download recipes that include these foods so that you don't wind up with food boredom, because it's really tough on children. I mean, I guess an adult can force themselves to stuff anything down, but it's harder with children. And so you're going to need
buddy.
Some way to prepare it. Yeah, what?
Bacon and black pepper makes anything edible.
Pork meat, yeah, it does. I don't know, you know, if you know, you can certainly buy, if nothing else, and no, don't tell me about soy GMOs. I mean, you can buy bacon and there are other substitutes that in a grid down situation will certainly help.
Right.
You know, bacon flavored TVP, which is, of course, going to probably, that's almost certainly going to be, it's a soy product, so it may well be GMO. But, you know, under the circumstances, you can't be super.
Who cares?
Yeah, I mean, you can always get, you know, look, if supply chains loosen up, you can always, you know, or if you know, chances are you should already know where to go get a hog, but if you don't, well, you know, there are ways around it. You don't have to.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, with respect to that, too, let me address something that came up last week regarding, there is no evidence at all to suggest that, and I'm not picking on Tom out of Utah. I like his content, but there is no evidence at all to suggest that if you're a vegetarian, you won't get this virus. None. In fact, in northern China, they have a re-education camp, and I'm trying to remember which ethnic group they've got locked up there.
The Uyghur, or however you say it, Uyghur Muslims is who it is.
Yeah, well, their diet is basically what you'd call keto. They're eating vegetables and meat, almost no carbs. And the guards watching them are dropping over dead, but these guys aren't getting it. So,
right.
Now I will say this, in Tom's defense and Michael out of New York, you're going to, in my opinion, the less meat you eat, probably the happier and healthier you're going to be. I don't know that eating no meat is the plan. Everything in moderation is the golden rule. But I think, you know, in general, Americans eat too much meat. And you know, if you cut back on that, you're going to do a couple things. You're going to be healthier, more alert, probably have less inflammation, less brain fog. Certainly you'll have more money because meat costs more than some other things. Also, one more thing. I read 27 interpretations of Genesis 1:26. 27 of them about man is created in God's image and was given dominion over the animals, and I forget the wording, something that everything that creeps and crawls, etc. I read 27 versions. In not one version does it say these animals are your friends and shouldn't eat them. 27 times.
Well, I got a question for you, Rick. I'm not arguing.
Yeah, Tom, okay. You owe me 5 minutes. You owe me 5 minutes, and I don't mean 5 minutes talking about trailers. You're going to pull weeds in my garden for 5 minutes. I want that 5 minutes back. You're good. You want? Yeah, I mean, and if you're going to drive all the way out here from Utah, you may as well give me an hour. And we can talk about some of these things. What question were you going to ask?
Well, you know the Bible much more than I do. I have not read the Bible for well over 40 years, okay, which is bad on me. Uh-huh. I realize that.
Well,
but
you do have time.
Did not Jesus the Christ eat meat?
Sure. Yeah. As a matter of fact, what they were doing was buying sacrifice meat because it was cheap. But what?
Right.
What one of the disciples said was, and it was interesting, but it has nothing to do with this, is that the Christians and the Jews would not buy sacrifice meat sacrificed to idols, but Jesus' disciples knew that that was all BS and there was only one God and it didn't matter what you were sacrificing meat to, whatever. He said, you know, we know it's only meat, but if we should happen to lead one of the little ones astray, we'd be better off never eating meat again. But sure, they ate meat. They ate meat, you know, when they could afford it and what they could afford. I'm going to almost bet it was probably mostly goat, but who knows?
Probably.
By the way, goat is one of, yeah. No offense, Jerry. I know you love your goats. I do, too. I like them with...
Well, I like the taste of them.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing like a good gyro sandwich, man. I'll tell you. That just makes my day. One of the best gyro sandwiches in St. Louis is at Home Depot. You can believe that. They get that. Oh. They get the gyros. I know. They get these giant rolls of gyro out of Chicago from the Greek sector, and it is nice. But I digress. So, look, you know, I don't want to get into a religious discussion, but there, you know,
no.
There's a practical side to everything. And you need to struggle to find it, you know, just, you have to work on those things. How far until the break?
Probably here in 15 seconds, I think.
Oh, man. I keep running up against breaks.
Actually, there it is right now, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We've been talking about a few things this morning, but gentlemen, you want to go ahead and continue with your conversation?
I forgot where we're at.
I didn't. I was going to read. We have. Yeah, that's why you pay me the big bucks. We have.
Wait, you get paid?
We have this during the rent. What's that?
I said, wait, you get
not
paid?
Not in 6 months.
Well, in terms of good works, wait till you see the bank account I built up when I die. You ought to see what I'm going to turn in coupons. This is going to be
cool.
It is. We have in the Catholic Church the advantage of being handed a pamphlet at the beginning of every Lent, and every single day there is a thought. And if you're clever, what you'll do is when your feet hit the ground, and it's generally only two or three paragraphs. And some years they're rather kumbaya, you know, kind of high schoolish goofy, probably written by some crazy nun somewhere. But this year is wonderful. They're really, really good. Nuns can be loopy. No offense to all. I know some stellar human beings. But not at all. And same goes for the general public. We'll get to that part in a while. I want to read you Thursdays. I thought it's short. It's probably going to take me 1-2 minutes. It's great stuff.
Sure.
We'll get to that. So in the cold frame, gardening, okay, as promised.
Right.
In the cold frame, right now, I have 2 flats, which means 100 plants, well, 96 really, of watermelon
right.
radishes. Now, those are being grown as a lark. If you've never seen a watermelon radish, you can do it on the internet, but they get to be about the size of a billiard ball, and when you cut them open, they're absolutely gorgeous. As radishes go, they're quite mild. We just like to dip them in a little sea, cut them up, dip them in some sea salt, and you know, basically use them as a snack. It's great.
Right.
I've got a flat of romaine, a flat of buttercrunch lettuce, which is these are leaf lettuces now. These are not iceberg. They will form a loosely wound head, but not like you would see out of an iceberg. It's not going to be like a ball of cabbage. Buttercrunch is a green leaf lettuce. I've got a flat of Cherokee, which is purple leaf lettuce, a flat of collards. These are tiger collards. Collard
right.
greens, the new kale. Got a flat of the old kale, regular blue kale, which is a frilly leaf kale, and then a flat of beets, which, you know, now, so the, why do I bring this up? Well, I've also got inside 3 flats of tomatoes, and I've got, just like I told you, I've got determinate and indeterminate. I'm dying to try the determinate because they're all going right in. We've got a great marinara sauce recipe. That's all going to get canned up, and if I live that long, that's
yeah. Any of us do.
Yeah, I mean, look. Here's the deal. I may be doing this from my knees with snot running on my lip, but I'm doing it.
Hey, buddy, it's time for the top of the hour break, or he's going to bring it back in 1-800-313-9443, folks. Give us a call. Jump in on the conversation. Let us hear your questions and your opinions. We'll be back in about 2.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.